Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Hebrews 11:24-26.
Jesus, you have the words of life. As we approach your word, we approach it with all the reverence we can master. We ask you that light will come to us, understanding will come to us. We pray that we shall never be the same. We vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he respects to the recompense of the reward. All right, one of the spiritual people in the Old Testament was the man Moses. Moses, the Bible described him as a very meek man who was faithful in the house of God. Now, faithfulness and meekness is one of the signs of a spiritual person. And as you come of age spiritually, you begin to grow in the things of God, we are going to see three clear things in your life. First of all, we are going to see you refusing earthly pomposity in your life. When Moses came of age, the Bible says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now you'll be wondering, was Moses showing loyalty to somebody who had helped to save his life first of all and to raise him up with all the education and all the privileges of the superpower of the then world? We don't know the dynamics really involved, whether Pharaoh's daughter was happy with what he did or not, but the Bible seemed to commend him. I don't know whether he had to choose between that and then follow the call of God. If that was the case, Moses chose to be with the people of God and to respond to the call of God. And all of us will be brought to stages in our lives where we have to refuse certain things if we are spiritual and choose some other things again if we are spiritual. Now, the second thing that you'll be found doing when you grow spiritual is that you will choose to serve with others. The more spiritual you are, the more you think about others. The less spiritual you are, the less you think of others. So if everything is going on well with you and others are suffering, you couldn't be bothered. Let them also find out, each one for himself, as they say, God for us all. But as you grow spiritually, you begin to think about other people who are not saved. You begin to think about other people who are not in the church. Then you think about those who are not growing well in the Lord. and you think about eternity concerning your family members, and if you have to suffer for it, you'll be so much prepared to suffer that they may also get to know what you have gotten to know. So suffering in the right sense is a mark of a spiritual person. People who are very spiritual, they prefer to suffer with others. Are you listening to me? As you become spiritual, you will see that you will choose and you forfeit so many other things just so that others may get to know God in a certain way, and others may also develop in their lives in a certain way. You will choose rather to suffer with others than to sit in Egypt and enjoy the pleasures of sin. So look around today in the church. Look around today in your family. Generally, your classmates, look around. Try and look for them. And ask yourself, where are they? Are they living in the pleasures of the world, or they have come to the ark of
Noah?
Are you listening to me? The third thing that you will find yourself doing when you come of age spiritually is that you will esteem shame with Christ greater than pounds and dollars.
Na enyin wo susuma enye Christ bafa enyim gasim no obeye asa osom wo bo sende ebenye wiase sikampimpim yinara.
Oh Father, open our eyes to see it.
Amen. Ebrasi bueye nyama yehu dem esuma asemi.
Shame or suffering reproach with Christ is greater than the riches in the world.
De enye ebrasi Jesus Christ befa enyim gwasim no oso sen de ebenye wiase ejapesin yinara.
So how rich are you this morning?
Anope ahunya ben na ewo.
See, when you ask a person how rich are you, they will immediately begin to think about the money in the bank, maybe the assets they have, the investments they have done, including the money in their pocket right now today as I'm speaking.
Se ebiso obi de sika hina owa ozikan obodwin ma owo wo sika prabia ma owo nu kotokum ebia ejapaziko ana ebien bia waye no okekaboma ono na nadwin bokwa kosudu de ma hunyenyi.
So depending on your answer to my question, we can tell whether you are spiritual or you are carnal. That's, you are not spiritual at all.
Anu ya ezibama no ono na yebom de eye sunsum nipa ana eye hunem nipa.
In mathematics, we were taught less than and greater than. Moses was also taught less than and greater than and equal to. So in that particular test that God gave him, Moses was supposed to work out the psalm, and then on one side was shame with Christ. On the other side was the riches of Egypt. And Moses was either supposed to put an equal sign there, less sign there, or greater sign there, or greater or equal to, or lesser or equal to. Are you here with me? And Moses chose that the riches or the shame, suffering for God's sake, was greater than the riches of Egypt. And he got it correct. He got it correct. And God said, Moses is so faithful in my house as Jesus. Charlie, it's not a small thing, no. He was put in a sense in the category of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, he said, Jesus was faithful as Moses was in all his house. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He got 100. He got 100 in that BEC mathematics.
Now, Moses, oh yeah, in Sasha and Uncle Ponzemano, Unya Oha, ochani inara so ye endan ke bekede oji abakwen na oba na kwem de Moses ye de oye enkonte wo na brabum de obeye ma waye kese asen ana onye ne beye pepepe ana so de obosa asen na enkonte yin de obeji nyame na onye nemba afa ohaw ne enyim gwasim ana so de obetina Mizrim asasodo na waji neni osande de mabre no na onwo ne wosi wiase inara do na dam ensahwe no otwe no Moses ozinkunyi na was Moses toto Jesus Christ no wo Hebrews womanitir ebasa se ehwa as dem Jesus ozin no kwano de maranso na Moses ni ne kwazi woni fie na na brabo inara.
Wherefore holy brethren,
enti so akonkrom enuanom,
partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession Christ Jesus.
There ye what chefa wo asumafo won zibuni mu no there oye Jesus Christ.
Still talking about Jesus, he said, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was in all his house.
There Jesus ozi ne kwa wo asinem there Moses nso ozi ne kwa wo ni fie nyinare.
May it be that if the Bible should be rewritten, it will go that consider the high priest and apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, our profession, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was and you were in all his house. I see you also being considered here.
Amen. My umbre medes was son atroch rokonkona, or bebem de tembre Jesus, or yes, sofupenin, or ye asmafu na huniti, na ozin okano, wuzin baba aside, afred.
So we want to look at five reasons why, that's a subject for today, five reasons why you must be spiritual. Reason number one, it gives you good standing before God. When you are spiritual, God gives great regard to you. Hebrews chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. We just read it.
Hebrews niti ebasa ni mokore.
Number 2.
Otie bie.
When you are spiritual,
se eye susu nipa,
you become useful in the church.
Eye emfaso ma asoro no.
There are some people who are not useful.
Enko pi oho a wonu ni emfaso.
It would not be nice to say they are useless.
Because
they are not. But they have not made themselves useful in the house of God. And when you become spiritual, you become useful to the kingdom of God and useful even to yourself. Let us read 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse
5.
Now, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. So God is building a spiritual house. And you and I are lively stones. So if you are spiritual, you are a lively and not a dead stone. When we pick you, there is life in you, so we can add you to the structure of the house that God is building. Peter said, we are lively stones.
Peter said,
we are lively stones. And God is building a spiritual house. He does not need carnal stones. So we must be spiritual so that God will make us, will make use of us in his kingdom. We are supposed to offer sacrifices. Not of bulls and cattle and sheep. Our sacrifices are spiritual sacrifices. And spiritual people, they make spiritual sacrifices. They look like fools sometimes. Because their thinking is not on this earth. Their thinking is above the earth. So sometimes they appear of no consequences to the earth. It appears. It appears. So I want us to know that what God is doing, if we don't become spiritual, He cannot use us. He is building a spiritual house and He needs lively stones. We require a house like this, a physical house, but with dead blocks. If we break a block, they don't say ajay. They don't feel it. When we start to tile this place, we are going to hack the floor. We have to hack it. That means we have to break it so that when we put the cement there and the tile on it, it will, you know, the adhesiveness will be stronger. So we have to crack or hack the ground. When we start hacking, the concrete will not be crying. Achay, 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 achay. Otherwise, you will find it very difficult to continue. These are dead materials. But the house that God is building is a spiritual house. And God needs lively stones. You see, and the more spiritual you become, the more God can say, yes, you be here, strong pillar. I need you here in the area of prayer. Keep praying for the church. Keep praying prophetic prayers for the church. That's what I've called you to do. Keep praying for the church. Now you, mount the stage, sing, and keep bringing my word through your songs. That's what I need you to do. So when a singer mounts the stage and his spiritual life is down, he may think he's ministering. But actually, he's not ministering life at all. It is better he gets off the stage. And if a person like me mounts the stage and is preaching, but he's not anointed, he's not spiritual, it's better that it's like annoying some, you're bothering people and you're wasting their time. So you see, God will only use us when we become spiritual, because he's building a spiritual house. So how does God see you right now as you are seated? Are you like the physical block dead, or you a lively stone? The church does not do well when it is made up of carnal people. Carnal people who have no respect for spiritual things. Spirituality is so important that Apostle Paul made a certain declaration in Philippians 3:15, and I would like us to turn to Philippians 3:15.
Apostle Paul in church was Philippians 3:15.
He said, "Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or matured or spiritual." Be thus minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Sometimes spiritual people don't have a certain mind at a certain time. But because they are spiritual, God gets to reveal it to them ultimately anyway. Let us say, for example, that you want to marry somebody, and we think, if I say we, you and your friends, including myself, and your parents, we all think that the person will be wrong for you. But you do not agree. But we know you as somebody who is spiritual. And therefore, when we talk to God, we know that God will make you have that mind that this person is not good for you. So when you are dealing with a spiritual person, even when he doesn't see something at a particular time, you have hope, you see, because the person's disposition is not to make a fool of himself. He just doesn't have that understanding at that time, because spirituality is not a one have all thing. Like today I'm spiritual, so you always be. No, flip flap. You can be spiritual and in the next moment you become carnal. If you don't know, ask senior brother Peter. You see, you get a revelation into Jesus, and the next time you are rebuking him for walking in the will of God. And you wonder, was he spiritual or was he not? So spirituality is not like me, I'm always spiritual. Nobody is always spiritual. Nobody is always, you can easily go into, and you see, that's why the Bible says, he who thinks he's standing, he should be careful. Otherwise, he will fall. So nobody is above this message. Including the one who thinks he has got the verses and is preaching to you. Nobody is above it. Because he can preach to you, and next time, he can be a castaway. The point I'm making is that spirituality is a process. And so if today you don't have a certain mind, because we know that you have a heart and you are spiritual, if you like, when you cannot see that this person will be horrible and terrible, a partner for you, we just go and talk to God. Father, open her eyes, open his eyes. And that prayer will easily, quickly be answered because of who you are. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So it is to your advantage and to my advantage to be spiritual and love spiritual things. So that even when I get into the flesh, because I have a heart of spirituality, if I should put it that way, I don't know how else to explain it, God will be able to get my attention and reveal what I must see to me and to you. And I refuse to see you living in carnality. I prefer to see you that when you need to have something and understanding, you will have it.
Amen. There, susu minyini nye aza da daano otiho. Oye, aza oye enkakran kakra yetudo. Na anshen yeswa ebotu mefi susum na abahunem. Na mayari kende se ewo akuma oye susum akuma. Abripiara no ebenya susum entase anahuni mubia oye de onsaka. One in there, se in there, Jerica Semna, a new intasia, or send a walk memo, a yesusum in Yipano, Yabon Pemawa, a bottom na in your humano. Na, and yet Opia, over them susum in Tasna, Yabon Pempa, one Sayenka, na on yet them ne yashe yasamo. Na, soft, Peter, impana, or yesusum in Yipano, only Jesus can, or ya, whom there, I will ye a razi Jesus Christ, ya, yame, astronogon. One champion or Sanba, or see, Jesus get on chermo us came man kada master ni bio o anya kra de ebeka na Jesus kinigi na nchen o ka na nim ni pa kra na wanya sunsun hun no na ran so oba hun name na wanti za na Jesus o ye de o ye man enti aminawo o twe de wo hunye wo sunsun sin de wo hunye wo hun name.
The third reason why you must be spiritual
ma otie basa o ye de ye ye sunsun mu funyi
is because it makes you handle challenges better. The more spiritual you are, the more you are able to cope and get over challenges in this life. Challenges will definitely come our way. But as you become spiritual, you will be able to handle the challenges.
Amen. them or how no oba a bottom na a jinano.
Are you listening?
It's here.
So there are some of you, you are going through challenges already. If you are spiritual, that means somebody who takes the word of God and acts upon it and believes it, you will be better in handling that challenge than if you are carnal. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble.
Now Jesus said,
I will have trouble, you will have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome. You will have trouble in this life. Trouble with school. Trouble with entering the school you want. Trouble with getting the course you want. Trouble with getting the partner for your life. Trouble with getting or having children in your life. And when the children have come, trouble with raising the children. Trouble with paying their fees. Trouble with tempering their character to be like Jesus. Trouble with releasing them to go to the tertiary institution whilst you are not there with your rules and regulations. You will have challenges in this life. Now I feel like speaking in tongues. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome for you. Yesterday, I had a meeting with some leaders of a church. And I was praying for them afterwards. One gentleman came with the wife and two children. When I touched the wife, I realized that she was going through suffering. So I said to her, I said, comfort your heart, okay? Comfort your heart. No matter the challenge, God will bring you out. And she began to tear. She just began to tear. This is a pastor's wife. In tears. Publicly, because it is so. But you see, if she is spiritual, she will have a better outcome out of that circumstance. And she will rise up one day as a pastor's wife. And she will speak like I'm speaking. And she will tell the people, no matter the challenge, God will bring you out shining.
Amen.
Because everybody will have a challenge. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. It's a big word to show us that it's not going to be easy. Recently, I heard Creflo Dollar talk about a health issue that he had. That they discovered that terrible disease that starts with a C in his body. And I was listening to him how he handled it. Medication. But as a spiritual person, he took the scriptures. He took the scriptures. You took my sickness. You carried my disease.
Bible.
He told that sickness, you don't belong to this body. This is a faith man. Even the faith man will have to use his faith to be called a truly faith person. Then he went for review. The doctor said, we cannot find it anywhere.
Amen. Now, I got to phone a there. And one now, what's it called? One no. Sisi, I won't want to
we cannot find it anywhere. In this life, we will have challenges. But when you are spiritual, the outcome will always be better for you. So grow up spiritually. Are you listening? Grow up spiritually. It will help you greatly.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.